Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander, and I'm a success coach, healer, creative, and future millionaire. If creating money and success in a spiritual and feminine way is your goal, this show is for you. Understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Join me each week to be inspired and uplifted as you learn the business, mindset, energetic, and spiritual shifts you can make to create your own wildly abundant life and business. Let's all rise together. Hello and welcome to August and the Feminine Millionaire Show. So I had originally planned to complete season one and take a break in August. And then I realized I'm actually really enjoying creating these episodes for you. There's hundreds of you that are downloading every episode, which is really exciting to see. And we're getting amazing feedback. And I thought, why stop? Why not just continue? But I'm going to lighten it up this week. So what I'm going to talk about today, and in fact, this is a four-part series that I will be releasing, and it's all about manifesting, specifically manifesting your dream home. Now, I've done this four times over in different ways using different aspects of the manifestation process, different tools. And there's some really wonderful, magical stories to share with you that I think will inspire you to see what's possible for you and to expand your faith, your trust, and your vision. So it's my intention to inspire you and show you what's possible and show you the kind of resilience, faith, and trust that happens behind the scenes to co-create miracles with the universe. I believe that the place we live in has a huge impact on our well-being and our happiness, both the location we choose in the world, which for many of us won't be the location we're actually born in. And this can also change throughout different stages of your life, where feels aligned to live. And also the actual home that you choose to inhabit. For many of you, you're going to be working from home. And so the space that you create really has a tremendous impact on your energy, your mindset, your outlook, and your well-being. And so I believe wholeheartedly in creating homes, home environments that really light you up and excite you. So let's start by rewinding. We're going to rewind about 12, 13 years. So I was living in the UK. This is around 2007, 2008. And I was dreaming of a second home in Ibiza. So people always ask me, why Ibiza? Well, I came here when I was 21 on holiday for the first time. And I couldn't believe a place like this existed. It was totally out of the spectrum of what I already knew. I didn't have the opportunity to go on a lot of holidays as a child, and none at all from 11 onwards. So I was pretty naive. I was pretty inexperienced in what was out there in the world. And Ibiza, its beauty, its freedom, its bohemian nature, the scale of things, the hedonism, it blew me away on so many levels. I also met my first serious boyfriend on that first fateful trip. But we're not talking about manifesting men today, so that's a story for another time. Ibiza had won a place in my heart from a young age. But it was this exotic place. It was a place that I could go on holiday once a year, and that's kind of where it stayed. And it was really only as I moved into my late 20s and I started uncovering this idea that we create our reality, that we can manifest what we desire, and that we really get to choose how we live in this world and the experience we have. And so I started making vision boards, and I started to really dive into, if I could have anything, what would I have? What would I actually want? If I could make choices instead of choices being made for me, seemingly, what would I choose? And as you might know, it's a process to explore this and find out who you are and what you like. And this can come in if you go through a divorce, a relationship breakup, if you leave a career, if your kids leave home or start school. It can be triggering this process of rediscovery of who are you now. Because I believe, although we have qualities that are in our soul from lifetime to lifetime, although we have qualities that are in our personality throughout our life, I believe that we do change and evolve as human beings. We do grow, we expand, we change our preferences, we get to reinvent ourselves. So this piece will come up for you at different points in your life. So I started uncovering, well, who am I and what do I really want? And this led to me leaving my job in advertising in London, in a very prestigious advertising agency, and taking the leap to become a photographer. So when I met my new boyfriend at 30 years old on a Buddhist meditation retreat, a silent one, no less, when I met him, I remember saying, you need to come to Ibiza because this is where I dream of living one day. He was not so convinced, never having been there, because Ibiza has a bad rap if you haven't actually been here. And I kind of like that because it's one of the best kept secrets. It's truly magical, truly beautiful, and nothing like a lot of the British press would have you believe. So I dreamed of one day having a home in Ibiza. And so year on year, as our relationship grew together, our relationship with the island of Ibiza also grew. And when I got to 36 years old, I just had this pull inside me that said, it's time. It is time. Now, to give you a bit of context, I was a photographer at the time. I was doing well, but it was a pretty modest salary in the bigger picture. I owned my own home in London, in East London, in Hackney. But I had no idea how I could buy a second home. I certainly didn't have any wealthy parents. I didn't have a trust fund. I didn't have any inheritances. I just had me and what I had. And I had some savings, some investments, but certainly not enough to buy a second home. So I didn't let these things get in my way. Now, you'll notice as I talk about this, I'm going to be weaving in teachings and then we'll recap at the end some of the learnings from this story. So I didn't get caught up in the how. I actually hired a life coach for the first time. I did one or two sessions with her and she told me I was complete. In a funny way, I thank her now, although the story always makes me laugh, because she said, no, I think you're ready to go for your goals. That further shored my confidence. So every single night, what I would do when I would go to bed, I had two things. I had a book and I had a box. Now the book was a book of Ibiza homes. And every single night when I went to bed, I would sit and I would look at these magical, beautiful homes in Ibiza. And I would just immerse myself as if I was there. There was no striving, pushing, or active manifesting. I just immersed myself in what it would feel like. And the other thing I did was create a box of images of my dream life in Ibiza. So every time I would see a newspaper article or a picture in a magazine of Ibiza, I would print it out or tear it out and put it in this box. So I had a box of images and I would open that box and I would pull a few images out and look at them and smile and be happy and imagine myself there. So this is what I was doing. And I was doing it for a long time. I couldn't take any practical action because I didn't have any financial ability to buy the home. But I would continue to visit each year on holiday. And I would continue to make vision boards. I would continue to look in my box and I would continue to flick through my book at bedtime. And then something I could never have predicted happens. And this is why it's so important not to limit your dreams and get caught in the how. Because if you think you can't afford something and you stop yourself dreaming, you're already holding yourself back. So London got the Olympics. London won the Olympics bid. Overnight, my house price doubled in value. I was about a mile from the London Olympic site. And the Olympics brought with it an up level in transport infrastructure, regeneration of the area. And with that came an up level in house prices. And so I had the opportunity to remortgage my home and to borrow against my home. Now, that was something I could never have predicted. So I went to Ibiza on the next year's holiday with my boyfriend, and everybody said, your budget's too low. I was heartbroken. I thought, oh no. They said, no, it's just not enough. We saw one property that was on a main road that needed total renovation. It was a shell of a casita on a busy main road, noisy. And what's more, the reason it was on the market for sale is because the couple who bought it had broken up before they had renovated it. Not the most auspicious of circumstances. Anyway, every cell in my body said to me, it's time. And this is something you need to tune into for yourself. You know in the cells of your body if it's time, even if everything else in the outside world says it's not. So never be swayed by what's going on in the world, by what's going on in the economy, by what's going on in the banks, the financial institutions, your friends, your family, because when you know, you know. Okay? When you know, you know. So I spoke to my financial advisor and I said, look, it's time. I need to buy a second home in Ibiza. And he said, sorry, he took all my numbers. We've submitted all the data, all the tax returns, everything. He said, I'm sorry, it's just not possible. You just don't earn enough. He said, come back to me in a couple of years' time. And I thought, no, I can feel it. I can feel it. Now is the time. And I actually challenged him. So here's another lesson. When people say no, don't take the first no. If you believe in your heart of hearts that there's a way, if you have this strong pull towards something, challenge people. Get them to rethink. Get them to try again. I said to him, look, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. So he said, look, leave it with me. I can't promise anything, but I'll see if I can get creative. And to cut a long story short, he did get creative and he came up with a way that we could actually potentially make this possible, just about. So I flew out to Ibiza to start viewing properties. This was the February of 2009. Now, those of you who remember that time, this was a huge economic crash in the UK. It was when the banks were going bust. It was just utter carnage. It was happening in the US as well. It was pretty much a time of immense financial decline and insecurity. It was not the obvious time to be securing a mortgage or buying another home. That's the traditional wisdom. But in another way, through another lens, it was the perfect time to buy because people were desperate to sell. And there was great value available compared to a year or two before when I was looking and the markets were buoyant. Now people needed to sell. So we found some places online. We went out to view. And by some miracle, I found an agent who said, this is the area you need to look in. And that actually happened because I found what I thought was my dream place. But we were pipped to the post by 4 hours getting our offer in. We had to get some paperwork in order. Somebody else was doing the same thing, sprinting towards being able to make an offer. They got their paperwork in 4 hours before and their offer got accepted. I was briefly devastated, but then I remembered with manifesting, something's supposed to be yours, it can never be taken away, right? Something's supposed to be yours and it's the highest and best option for you. Nobody else can get it. Okay? So that was not to be my dream home. But the agent that was showing me that home said, I know the area you want to look in. She said, what's your criteria? I told her all my criteria. And we know when we're getting a property, we don't get all the criteria, right? There has to be some compromise. And she said, I know exactly where you need to look. And she was spot on. This area had properties that checked almost all my boxes. And so we found this property online. We flew out to view it. And then she said, there's another one next door on the market. And we loved that one even more. It had a roof terrace with sea views, the elusive sea views. It was walking distance to the beach. It had beautiful little shutters. It had bougainvillea, pink bougainvillea growing over the house. And what's more, they were including everything in the house. So it came fully furnished. It came with cycles. I confess I sold those. Never use them. It even came with a boat. It even came with a boat. How crazy is that? So be available for the universe delivering something that's even better than you expected. Yeah? So I will never forget when I got that home and the wholesale. There were so many stories around it's difficult, oh, it's so hard to buy in Spain, it's so risky. There was a lot of collective consciousness that was negative around purchasing a home in Ibiza. I had to actively choose not to engage in this. Yeah, I had to actively choose that because it was around me. It was in the estate agent's dialogue. It was in the collective dialogue. And I also was aware that there was a lot of negativity around money. And that was in friends, family, again, the media at that time with all these crashes. And so a lot of people were in contraction mode, much like we've been experiencing over the last year with the pandemic. There's this collective story you can buy into if you choose, or you can choose a different story. So I chose a different story. In fact, I pretty much disappeared for 3 months when I was manifesting the completion of this sale. I didn't talk to anybody that I thought might project their fear onto me. I didn't read any media. All I did was continue to look at my book, continue to look at my Ibiza box, and continue to hold the vision of this being my home. And just 7 weeks later, which was a virtual miracle in Ibiza terms, just 7 weeks later, the house was ours. And actually, I'd booked to shoot my first Ibiza wedding. I was a wedding photographer at the time. I booked to shoot my first Ibiza wedding just, I think it was 2 weeks after we got our house, and it was just down the road. Now, when I booked that wedding a year before, I had no idea that I was going to own a home in Ibiza. I was just over the moon to actually be working there. And there I was, able to drive just down the road to shoot my first wedding in Ibiza. It was so magical. It was such a dream come true. It was one of the most elevated moments in my whole life. Not just because I'd got this dream second home in Ibiza, but because I had proved that I had the power and the ability, the faith and the trust to manifest my dreams. This was my biggest manifestation I'd ever done. And I was elated and over the moon. So I hope that this has inspired you. So if you feel like, well, you know, I've got these big dreams, but I'm so far from that point right now, I hope this has inspired you to see that it's okay to keep going and it's okay to keep dreaming, even when you don't know how it's going to happen. If your vision feels so far away, even impossible, keep going. I had this vision from age 21 to 37. That's how long this vision took to manifest. And don't get stuck in the house. You know, just keep doing everything you can. Keep moving towards your dream. So here's some takeaways from today. The first one is to get really clear on what you want. So I like to do that on both a vision board with images and also in a list. What would be my ideal criteria in a home I'm manifesting? And I'm not attached to getting all of those things, but I'm attached to having as many as possible. I'm committed to having as many as possible. Now, you really have to go the distance in manifesting and never stop believing, because some of these bigger pieces can take longer to come to fruition. But one of the things that helped me was I kept going out and having the experience of being in Ibiza over the years. So I would do that once, twice a year, and I would keep having the experience of being there, which is what having a home there was all about. So I was able to create that experience for myself before I actually owned the home. So that's something that I always recommend people do when you're looking to manifest a new home. And I'll talk about this in one of my future episodes. But I love going to stay in Airbnbs, renting apartments, or in hotels that have qualities of the new home that I'm looking to create. That helps me collapse the distance between really feeling what it feels like to be in my manifestation. The next thing I want to share as a learning is that you don't have to do it all alone. You don't have to do it all alone. Notice that I called in helpful people to help me on that journey. So the financial advisor who helped set up the structures to borrow the money for the second home. I called in the support of the right estate agent, and it took a few to find the one that understood us and believed in us. And don't take no for an answer. Trust your intuition, your gut feel. If it's time, it's time, and there's always a way. I remember to take risks and be bold. Be careful you don't buy into the collective dialogue about how long things take or how difficult things are. It's always going to exist no matter what you're manifesting. If it's a career change, a baby, a trip around the world, a new business, a new home, a second home, a third home, whatever it is, there will always be a dialogue that says that exists, that it's difficult, it's painful, it won't be what you thought it would. Be very mindful of what you pick up in Facebook groups and on forums, and choose who you share your dream with very carefully. Your dreams are precious seeds. Guard them. Guard them. They need time and space and nurturing to grow. Okay, so I hope that that was helpful for you. I hope that inspired you. I've got more of these stories. I've got a story about how I manifest my dream rental in Ibiza that's coming up. I've also got a story about how I manifest my current home during the pandemic. I've got lots more stories, and each of them have got different learnings. So if this has been powerful for you, I would love you to DM me on Instagram at Polly_Alexander. Let me know that you enjoyed the story so I know to share more with you. Let me know if you've manifested your dream home, because it's the most amazing feeling. And I've noticed that now I've helped many people through my coaching business manifest their dream life, lifestyle and home all around the world. We have Ruth, who manifests her dream home in Ibiza in the last few years. I have helped Chanel make a move to South Africa. I have witnessed Whitney move to Colorado in the US. I have witnessed Julia move from London to Barcelona. These are just the ones that spring to mind. So many of my clients. And when we work deeply on creating a new vision for your life and business, quite often it births a new version of you, and maybe you need a new place to live in the world. So this has been really, really exciting diving into this. I love talking about manifesting. I love talking about dreams. I love breaking through your idea of what's possible. So as I said, if you've enjoyed it, DM me on Instagram at Polly_Alexander. And I look forward to sharing again with you soon. So whilst you're on that sun lounger this August, whilst you're taking time out on your holidays, start dreaming. What's your next home up level? Start allowing that to form in your mind now. Have a beautiful and abundant week. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Feminine Millionaire Show. I want to say a special thank you today to Linda DLP, who left a review of the show on iTunes. She said, "Truly inspiring. Wow, what to say. This podcast is excellent and offers a powerful insight into Polly's work. Polly is intuitive and wise, and I promise you, if you are open, you will receive many insights from each episode. There are so many gems of wisdom that even from the first episode, you'll start to identify the beliefs that are holding you back in life. Even better, Polly offers tools and techniques to help you let these go and write a new story. If you are feeling stuck in any area of your life, then I highly recommend this podcast." Thank you so much for taking the time to write that review, Linda. I really appreciate you. If you would like more help shifting your money mindset, go to polyalexander.com/money magnet, and you can sign up for my powerful money magnet toolkit and start making shifts today. I look forward to seeing you again next week.